Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, March 4th, 2014. Two Palestinians killed in Gaza due to Israeli attack, and in the West Bank, soldiers kidnapped 22 civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. An Israeli fighter jet reportedly dropped a missile late on Monday night and Tuesday at dawn near Beit Hanun in northern Gaza, killing two Palestinians and wounding three others, including a child. The two men killed in the attack were identified as Mus'ab Musa Al-Zanin, 21, and Ashraf Nasser, 31. The two men wounded in the Israeli airstrike have not been identified. Medical sources in Beit Hanun said that they received three wounded Palestinians, including a female child. Although an Israeli military spokesperson claimed that the airstrike targeted Palestinian fighters who were attempting to launch homemade shells towards Israel, no Palestinian group have claimed that the men were fighters with any armed resistance group. The area where the missile struck was a piece of farmland near the town of Beit Hanun. In the West Bank on Tuesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers invaded various Palestinian communities in occupied West Bank, kidnapping 22 Palestinians, including four political leaders of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP. Local sources reported invasions and kidnappings in the cities of Nablus and Tulkarem, northern West Bank, as well as the southern West Bank city of Hebron. In other news, Palestinian medical sources have reported that several Palestinians suffered effects of tear gas inhalation Tuesday after dozens of soldiers invaded the Barta'a village south of the northern West Bank city of Jenin. The sources said that soldiers fired gas bombs, concussion grenades and rubber-coated steel bullets, causing several residents to suffer the effects of tear gas inhalation. Soldiers also invaded a store in the village and searched it, causing excessive property damage. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, March 4th, 2014 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.